Hey guys, it's December 17th. It's 1 something in the afternoon here, and I'm with JB. JB's talking to us about who?
James Alafontes.
James Alafontes. Now, JB went to St. Albans.
Went to St. Albans.
From D.C., and he's got a story to tell. So let's hear it.
Restaurant for Carol Greenwood.
Yep.
Remember the day James Alafontes walked in the door and asked for a job?
Mm-hmm.
Carol's son, 11 years old at the time, a friend of mine caught James butt-fucking this boy in the kitchen, and that person, his name is Dylan Greenwood, has since committed suicide. I think it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
James is one of the dastardly worst person in the world. And yeah, they do bad things. They comment. There are underground rooms, all that stuff.
And you've seen that with your own eyes.
I've seen that with my own eyes.
So you've been under, below the floor of Comet.
It used to be the tie room.
Yes. The tie room before Comet.
Yes.
Yeah. Right by the zoo.
It's a little farther down from the zoo. It's more in.
Not that far.
It's Nebraska.
It's on Connecticut Avenue.
Nebraska and Connecticut.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a fact. James Alphonse is a bad person to this day.
And you met him when he was applying for a job or something?
He was trying to get the manager job with Carol at that restaurant.
How did he get so much money, that guy?
Probably selling kids and trafficking kids.
And you've been below Comet Pizza. Have you seen what it looks like?
I've seen rooms and I've seen tunnels that go other places, including underground to the other buildings. I think one was owned by like a Clinton Foundation or something across the street.
Yeah.
But the tunnels go all over there.
They say they go all the way to the White House, but I don't know.
I don't know if they go all the way to the White House, but that area in and of itself, if they go a mile in that area in any direction, they're hitting some spots.
Okay, man. Thanks for the information.
Yep.
Nice to see you.
That's what you can do. Hope you can post it.
I will.